and I'm excited about that. I love the Killers. I've seen them in concert many times.
Corey, I bet that's a really energetic concert.
It's just, yeah, you're on your feet the whole time.
I bet.
Corey and Mitch on 101.9 Kink. Last week, about this time, we talked about an article in the Willamette Week concerning a farm outside of Hillsboro. It's home to more lions and tigers than the Oregon Zoo. Now, they load up these exotic animals into a fifth-wheel trailer. They haul them up and down the West Coast. They go to fairs and birthday parties so people can take their picture with them. And we got tons of calls and texts on the subject, about 99.9% of it, outrage.
One of the gals involved refers to herself as self-trained.
A self-taught exotic animal trainer.
Yeah, right.
Just doesn't make any sense at all. So Corey reached out to an organization called Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah, it's actually down in Florida, in Tampa, but it is the world's largest rescuer of big cats, all kinds of big cats, and lions, tigers, panthers.
It's an actual sanctuary for these animals.
Yes.
These folks outside of Hillsboro claim to be a sanctuary, and it appears that's just not the case.
No, it's not. And one of the things I find very suspicious is that you can't go on their property. It's like, if you don't have anything to hide, then why don't you let us on the property? And there was also a photo of a small tiger cub in a cage whose nose was all red and raw. And the woman explained that away, saying, oh, he just wants to get out and see you. It's like, no, he wants to get out of the cage that you put him in.
He's a wild animal and he should not be in a cage.
So there is a protest this weekend on Saturday, specifically against A Walk on the Wild Side.
That's the name of the farm, the organization.
Yes, because this place, you know, promotes themselves as helping animals and raising money for these animals. And basically what they're doing is they're going to fairs, they're going to events.
They're exploiting.
Charging you to take a picture with a cub, a lion cub, a tiger cub, whatever. And then they pocket that. And they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm. And we have no idea what kind of facility they have behind closed doors because they won't let us see it.
So, not just us, their animal investigators have not even been able to access the property, from my understanding.
And when I reached out to Big Cat Rescue, the gal got back to me, very nice gal, and she said, oh, we're well aware of it. We're trying to do everything we can. And she sent me a link to the protest that's happening Saturday at noon. And they want to get as many people out there as possible because what they want to do is close down A Walk on the Wild Side and relocate the animals to real sanctuaries like Big Cat Rescue. They're going to be asking for signatures. And if you're passionate about animals and we both are. Please go to this protest if you have time. It's being put together by Sky Wilson. And I found out the information from her Facebook page.
Okay.
Sky is S-K-Y-E Wilson. If you search her in Facebook, you can find her. And then the information on the protest is on her wall. And it'd just be so great if you could help out. If you want more information about Big Cat Rescue, super easy, bigcatrescue.org.
They also sent us a public service announcement they asked us to play. So before you have your picture taken with a wild animal, think about this.
When I was just a tiny baby, I was stolen from my parents. I was imprisoned in a cramped cage and was touched and photographed completely against my will, solely for somebody's profit. Then I started to grow bigger, and they locked me away for life.
If you knew that was the life of a tiger cub, would you still pay to pet her? Learn how they're exploited through petting and photo ops at cubabuse.com.
Again, that organization in Florida that does great work is called BigCatRescue.org. And if you want information about the protest this weekend of the farm outside of Hillsboro that has more lions and tigers than the Oregon Zoo, hop on Facebook and search for
Sky Wilson. And Sky has an E at the end. So Sky, just like above you, E at the end, Wilson. And if you have the time, please get out there. And if you can't get out there, show your support with BigRescue.org.
All right. Makes my blood boil.
I know. I'm so mad right now.
It's Midnight Oil on 101.9 Kink. And keep